welcome to episode 17 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on January 15th, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. We hope the new year is finding you well. We have been getting more snow than usual this month here at the Nightlight Stories household. Having a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old to bundle up to get outside takes some time and some patience. Once we get out there, though, it is worth it. There are snow angels to make, snowballs to throw, snow forts to build, snowmen to create, and sledding. We have a blast doing them all. Our next story, Sled Ride, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. We have a guest narrator for this story. Can you guess who it is? Mr. Chris, the co-writer of this story, will be lending us his voice. As you listen to this story, consider the following. What is your favorite activity to do outside in the snow?
Sled Ride by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. His glove-covered hands tightened around the rope. One glove with Optimus Prime, the other with Spider-Man. It didn't matter that they didn't match. What did matter was that he was wearing gloves, not mittens. Gloves were for big kids. Down at the bottom of the hill, his little sister wore the mittens. His old mittens. She could have them. He wouldn't need them anymore. He wouldn't need them ever again because last night Daddy told him the news. Daddy had told him in the morning there would be snow and that they would go sledding. More importantly, Daddy had told him that he would get to go down the big hill on the sled all by himself. He lifted one boot out of the snow-covered ground and nestled it into the front of the blue sled. There was Mommy and Daddy, who looked like the size of dolls way down at the bottom of the hill. They were waving to him and shouting something, but he couldn't hear exactly what it was. He guessed it was something like, "Be careful," or "Hold tight." He lifted his second boot out of the snow, and he felt the sled slide just a bit underneath him. It was a long way down to the bottom, but he had done this ride many times before, only this time was the first time he would do it alone. Ready? He leaned forward. Set! He twirled his hands, wrapping the ropes around them. Go! He lurched his shoulders backward and slammed his bottom forward, causing the sled to slide straight ahead down the enormous slope. The sled moved slowly at first, as if something were wrong, like the white stuff underneath it were actually glue, not snow. Hold tight. It will speed up. This is always how it starts. Slow at first, but then... speed. Wind bit at his nose as the speed increased. Without the extra weight of Daddy or Mommy behind him to slow him down, the sled glided over the snow like a stone skipping on water. Trees became blurs, and the matted snow in front of the sled disappeared underneath him, like pavement below a traveling car. He was flying down the hill faster than he had ever gone before. The sled bounced slightly over small irregular bumps in the snow, and with each he felt his rear leave the seat just a bit. Teeth clenched as the sled picked up even more speed. Too fast? Was he going too fast? Hold tight. Enjoy the ride, and you won't lose control, he told himself. He put his head down so the bulk of the wind struck the top of his black winter hat. Down he flew, faster and faster. This feeling, it must be how birds feel when they swoop down from the branches of a tall tree. His parents were bigger now, growing larger with each second as he closed the distance. Mom had her gloves over her mouth, or... no, not over her mouth, in her mouth. She was biting them. Worry covered her face. Dad had the camera out following the motion of the wild ride down the hill. But where was baby Sis? You're going to smack into her, warned his inside voice again when he saw her walking right into his path. Mom and Dad weren't looking. They were watching him. They didn't see his sister waddle forward and stumble into the path. She was trying to push herself up, but she wouldn't do it in time. He was going to crash into her. He was going to run her over with his sled. Move! He shouted. But yelling wasn't going to magically make his sister move any faster. She was already moving, struggling against her thick snowsuit, trying to get up. Closer and closer, he roared down the hill like a runaway train. He was going to hit her. He was sure of it. Mom and Dad saw now, but they were too far away. They wouldn't make it in time. He and his sister were on a collision course, and there was nothing his parents could do about it. Ditch! 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 His internal voice barked. Instinct took over. Pulling with all his strength, he jerked the ropes to the right. Tumbling, he was lost in a flurry of snow as chaos exploded all around him. Blue and white mixed together as something wet and cold covered his face. His hat flew off his head. Snow drove deep up coat sleeves and pant legs as he landed face first at his parents' feet. Stillness and silence. No screams from baby sister, which meant the sled had missed her. Rolling onto his back, he blinked the snow off his eyelids, looked up at his mother and father, and asked, "Can I go again?"
We hope you enjoyed the story. We would like to send out bright birthday wishes to Katie M. of West Virginia, Heather E. of Virginia, Kate G. of Maryland, Colton G. of Maryland, Dana V. of the Northwest, and our very own Mr. Chris. In other Nightlight news, we were honored to have an article written about us in the local newspaper called Loud and Independent. You can find the article link on the blog. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.